Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, I've got control again. All is right in the world. I control the board. 617-779-0985. I will put off my Red Sox thoughts for another segment. I threatened Zoe with them. Oh, with Red Sox talk.
Zoe, pay attention. Participate.
No.
Or
no.
Beatles, Goon,
no.
Red Sox.
No. Yes.
You got to pay attention to participate.
That's the deal. You got to be locked in. You got to be loaded.
Okay.
You got to be locked and loaded, Hardy.
Got to be a little energy and pay attention, okay?
Think you can do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, Brad and Mendon.
Hey, Brad.
Brad.
Hello?
You're not Brad.
You don't sound like a Brad.
Hello?
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 How's it going?
What's up,
oh,
Brad?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
How are you all doing?
Hey.
No!
What? I didn't hang up. That wasn't me. Was that you?
She was hammered.
I did not hang up.
You didn't drop her, did you?
Did Mason drop it?
No, that was a guy.
Not a guy.
Claimed to be 22.
Okay, well, maybe he was.
Did you
want to call Damon Amendolara?
Did somebody hit the hang-up button back there? Anybody?
My fist through it. That thing had a chance. That call had a chance.
Mongo Jerry back there is smiling.
Hey, Mongo.
And I feel...
Why do you
Mongo, did you dump it?
Why are you afraid of success? Huh?
Give me the beginning of that call again, because I just want to see
Mongo,
how glorious
Mongo
and how potential that
it's
it
giving
had.
Me a look like he hit the eject button on that.
Call back, person. Hey, Brad, call back, Brad. Hello? Hello?
There's a jug player.
What are you guys doing? You get football scores on that phone?
This is our selling t-shirt song. We sold out of the t-shirts today.
Ooh. Broke records.
Broke a record. Sold them out in 8 minutes.
That's how we roll.
That had a shot, too. Brad and Mendon had a shot. It's too bad.
That's people could,
that
could, like,
have been,
hey, nice
that
shirt.
Could have been entertaining.
Wow.
Andrew on the highway. Andrew?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi. Hell?
So, man, I guess talking about this LeBron stuff, I mean, how much does it really matter with the Warriors if they keep what they got going intact? Do you really think anybody in the league can beat them?
Yeah, if the Celtics add LeBron to their current roster,
yeah,
I think they can.
Celtics with LeBron, yes.
All right. I just think with Kevin Durant, Curry, Thompson, Draymond, if they don't stick together.
That's the roster, yep. They're good.
I don't know. It would be tough. And
well, let me ask you this, Andrew. Do you think you could beat the Warriors with your current roster if healthy? Gordon Hayward, Kyrie Irving, and the Celtics.
Not right now.
Okay, well, then you should be in favor of LeBron. But even that, he says he's not sure that they can beat Golden State.
Hey. Yeah, we know how deep you took Cleveland. Cleveland had game 1-1. They blew that. They were in game 3. Should have had game 3. After game 3, they should have been up 2-1 in that series.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Three.
Oh, sorry. So Adrian Wojnarowski reported earlier today that the Celtics made a run at Kawhi Leonard before the trade deadline last season. The Spurs did not want to engage. Christian in Leominster has got a Kawhi thought.
Hi, how you guys
Christian.
Doing?
Christian!
Hey!
Me and my buddy are having a disagreement here. He's saying that assuming full health of Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie Irving, I'm wondering which player you think will be a better fit if it's just a simple swap, you know? Kyrie and a pick for Kawhi, something like that.
I'd keep Kyrie.
Yeah.
You?
Boy, the other guy seems problematic.
I know what Hardy would do. He's the biggest Kyrie fan in Boston.
Of course. Have you seen him? Have you seen him?
I don't think you did. I don't think
you forgot.
I don't think you. No, because
he's not good. He's not good.
When was Kyrie Irving's last game, Beetle?
March.
All right. So Zoe didn't watch any basketball during football season. We know that.
No, I did. I was excited to see this team.
February, you didn't watch anything. You took 2 weeks off after the Super Bowl just to Zoe out. So you may have seen him like, you know, just on the brink of shutting it down for the year. So you saw him.
Is he a good player, great player? I didn't get that from you.
There was about a 3-week window.
You maybe saw two games. You can't speak to this because you didn't watch.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
His last game was on March 11th.
But I'm with you, Kawhi Leonard. I don't know if he wants to play basketball.
I don't trust that at all. Didn't you hear the Boogie Cousins name earlier? Like shipping. I don't want those guys that just get detached.
If you want to make a risky deal
like that, they seem like bad guys.
You know, draft picks. Then I could see why you're trying to do it, which is probably what they did, and that's why they didn't even get a response. You're giving up a real player to go get that guy right now with the complete unknown of, does this guy want to still do this?
Can he play? Will he play? Does he want to play? Seems like no is the answer to at least one of those
questions.
But
how many times do we hear a Celtics fan call us this year and be like, what if they get Kawhi? And every time I'm like, wait, Kawhi?
He hadn't played.
Yeah, when Kawhi was healthy and he wanted to play, he was a great player. We don't know if any of that is true.
But then he got unhealthy, and then everyone's telling him, you can play, and he's like, no, I can't play. Huh. All right.
Huh.
Interesting.
Huh.
Don't think I want that guy.
Let's go to Josh in Providence. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, yeah, Josh. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, so this is an absolute pipe dream, but imagine this. We trade Al Horford or Gordon Hayward and Jaylen Brown or Tatum and the Kings pick for Anthony Davis, and sign LeBron.
Okay, so you want this offseason to result in LeBron and Anthony Davis on the same team?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I think you're getting greedy. Could it happen? Is it even possible? I'm not even sure.
Has there never been any indication that Anthony Davis is going anywhere?
No. But if he gets traded, he's going somewhere.
Well, that's what. But they don't want to trade Anthony Davis.
No, and you know what? If they do decide to trade Anthony Davis, the offers will be insane to get him.
Insanity.
I'm not sure you're going to have enough to get him. So I don't think it's possible. I don't. And that's why we've spent very little time even thinking about that. Or putting any serious thought into that. Because I don't think it's possible. The offers would be nuts to try and get that player. A hot take on J.J. Redick as we talk hoops. Jeffrey in Andover. Jeffrey, what do you have?
Hi. Hey, guys. Actually, it's Jesse.
Oh, Jesse, I'm sorry.
Dun, 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 all right. Dun, dun. Well, I'm thinking we got to forget about this LeBron talk. And the sneaky best move for the Celtics is to get J.J. Redick. It would open up the floor for the best handles in NBA history and leave everybody wide open.
Legit three-point, constant, consistent, legit three-point.
Do you see those crazy-ass shots he was making, like twist, falling away sideways?
Would it kill the Celtics to get a guy like that?
No!
Wouldn't kill him.
Would you rather see him shoot or Marcus Smart shoot?
He's tough to root for.
Real, I know he is.
J.J. Redick is a tough guy to root for.
Can't stand him.
Why?
Because he's
Duke.
No, yeah, because he's
starting
our top.
With, yeah. Starting with.
I like Duke. Why do you hate Duke?
Because everybody hates Duke.
Oh, okay. Let's fall in line.
Everybody that hates Duke is the rest of the world that is not a Duke fan for some reason. Right. You either love Duke or you hate Duke. There is no in-between.
Yeah, I love Duke.
No one is ambivalent about Duke.
I went to Maryland and I like Duke.
That's your problem.
Yeah, I like ACC ball.
You just
how about the fact that the Celtics are, there's rumors about Grayson Allen being a Celtic. Terrific. Another guy we can hate from Duke.
Well, that guy is legit hateable.
Legitimately hateable.
But you love Kyrie.
I've seen what Kyrie can do.
He's from Duke.
But again, so is Jason Tatum. It's not about just Duke. Right. It's about the guy.
Hardy's like, yeah, damn now. I hate them all.
Right? It's about the player. It's about the individual. It's about the personality. It's not necessarily about where they played. But there is a sort of a D-bag quality to some of the Duke players.
I agree with that.
And I think
Redick.
And Redick, you know.
Leitner was a tool.
Christian Leitner.
Leitner was a tool. What's that? Remember Danny Ferry? It's flabby arms.
God, I get so.
How do you go to college, play ball at that high level, and you have flabby arms?
I get so frustrated because, and again, you just don't. People are refusing to remember that the team that was on the court at the end of the game in Game 7 in the conference finals is not the team that's coming back in the fall.
Okay.
Those aren't your starting five. Those aren't the guys.
I've got a Beatle baseball minute for you on the other side, Hardy.
He's been paying attention and participating
in the show.
But that's
why it's only going to be a Beatle baseball minute.
You got to give him a minute.
And don't go. If you got your calls on Kyrie,
he's got
LeBron,
a hot take. He's got to do it.
Anthony Davis, J.J. Redick, whatever it is, we'll still talk about
that. I'm not going to detake him.
We're not getting off the top. We're still going to take those calls and talk about it with you.
Never minimize the take.
But there's also a Beatle baseball minute on the way.
Wow. What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If this doesn't put you in the mood, I don't know what will.
They were playing some Tucker and Mazz the other day. Billy! Remember that 83-year-old dude called in? I'm a big fan of your show. Think he didn't have his teeth in. I just wonder what I do with Mookie Betts.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it.
Let's go.
Item number one, Carson Smith is done for the year. My reaction to that was, wait.
When did it start?
That was still in doubt? I thought he was done for the year a month ago. But it gets worse. Here is the lead from Evan Drellick, NBC Sports Boston. Carson Smith's Red Sox career may well be over after he combined 31 appearances for Boston in parts of three seasons, including one postseason. Does that mean that he's done? Well, he writes, as the righty reliever prepares for shoulder surgery on Wednesday in New York, the more pertinent question is, how difficult will it be for him to return to the major leagues at all? This might be a career-ending injury for the bozo that threw his glove into the dugout. He may be done. He may never pitch in the majors again.
Well, he throws it all the time.
Holy
crap. Just ask Joe Kelly when they play catch.
His season ended May 14th, again, almost exactly a month ago. I thought that was the end. I didn't know that it was still possible that he was going to make it back. Red Sox head athletic trainer Brad Pearson said on Tuesday, the capsule is one of those things that may be in question. Anytime you go in there, you're going to evaluate the rotator cuff, too. That's something the surgeon will do. Oh, terrific. So you may not even have a shot to get him back. He may be done pitching at 28 because he's an idiot. Because he's whipping his glove around as hard as he can. That's item number one. He's gone.
I don't feel bad for him.
Bad trade. Dave Dombrowski lost that trade in a big way. Carson Smith didn't do squat for the Red Sox. Okay, item number two is this. Mookie Betts, night off last night, a day after coming back. Are you concerned?
Scheduled day off.
What the hell is with this? Activate Pedroia. Give him a night off.
Maintenance day.
Yeah, they did that with him. Didn't they do this with Bogaerts, too?
What are we doing?
Remember when Bogaerts had the needles? It felt like needles in his ankle? Pinching?
I don't get it.
Maybe this is...
I don't get it.
Maybe this is Coors way, man.
It clearly is.
Yeah. This is new. Definitely new.
Back for one game and then you're off again? Now, they say it's not due to anything injury-wise. They say it's just, you know, scheduled day off. I don't understand that. I don't understand the thought process behind that. Mm. Give him the day off the day before, and then he'd come back and play. But
I think it's like maybe they throw a party like the day you're back, and then you go you get hammered,
I
and
guess.
Then you sleep in the next day,
I
and then
guess.
You get the day off.
Welcome back.
It's like Steve Kerr. You know, hey, you have your birthday party now. You guys hung over. We want to practice the next day.
Don't understand that one bit.
Yeah.
There's also this, item number three. The Red Sox
longer than a minute.
Pitching staff is claiming to have seen an increase in warped baseballs. This is something I don't think I've ever heard of. Several Red Sox pitchers, all of whom requested anonymity. Thank you. Tell Rob Bradford that they've noticed an increase in warped baseballs this season. They describe these balls as being deformed in shape or even flat. You never want a flat ball. Sometimes after being put in play by hitters.
I don't understand this.
Opening day in Tampa, we got a ball back into the dugout, and it was almost flat on one side, one Boston pitcher told Bradford. I've never seen anything like it. It's frustrating to add another pitcher. I don't really have a plan for throwing a baseball that's not round.
You'd think it would dance and do all kinds of cool stuff.
You would hope.
You sure this wasn't in the Onion?
MLB has seen home runs.
Never heard of this.
Home run rates have skyrocketed over the past several seasons, leading to speculation that a root cause of the spike may be from changes to the baseballs. An expert study commissioned by the league last month did find a change in the ball's aerodynamic properties, but ruled out physical changes to the balls as being behind the increase. Dented baseballs?
But if they're testing them on new balls, how can the aerodynamics change? To me, that would be the thing that would remain constant. If you change the core of the ball.
What if they studied baseballs that were used in play?
Now, that's different.
I don't know if they did or not.
Yeah, right, right. That would make sense.
What do you do with that? Hey, new ball. This one's dented.
That's kind of cool, though.
But you'd think dented balls wouldn't fly as far off the bat
ball,
either.
The dented balls are cool because you get them in. They're used, slightly used. You have players sign them. And this way, you know, you don't need the case or anything. You put them right there on a table, and they don't move. Any other baseball, like, rolls off the table.
But.
Like, hey, here's the dent. Look at that. Sticks it right there.
You think there's a convenience factor.
Yes.
But if I were signing the ball, I'd want to sign it on the flat spot.
Ooh.
Get a nice flat spot for your signature.
It's hard.
Which defeats
I'm sure it's hard to sign a baseball.
It is hard.
Have you ever done it?
I have, yeah.
Why have you signed a baseball?
Because I play charity softball games, and kids come by with their balls, whatever they have, and they give you the baseball, or they give you a softball.
Why do you have
not many kids have softballs?
Why do you have Randy Jackson's autograph on a samurai sword?
Think about that. For all the guys who do sign baseballs, some of them have better signatures than others. That
you'd rather
probably isn't easy.
You don't want
that's not a great surface.
You don't want a Sharpie. You actually want a ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
Different. It's the only ball you sign like that, yeah? Because basketball, you want the Sharpie. Hockey, you're using Sharpie. Baseball guys, they have ballpoint pens at signings. Beetle knows. He's a collector.
I've seen it. I just have never actually tried to.
What about
to do
a racketball? Racketball, I bet you get away with ballpoint.
You know what
too.
I've seen? I've
we
seen
had a professional racketball player call the show.
You know
once.
What? You talk about being a pain in the ass, signing golf
golfers.
Balls. Golf balls.
They do. They sign golf balls.
Sure.
I saw that at Deutsche
That's
Bank
hard.
Years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. Hard.
Now the Dell Technologies Championship.
Yeah.
I saw that happening right near the clubhouse, and I thought, oh, yeah, I guess I've never actually thought about that in golf. I'm like, how the hell do you sign that thing? How do you put anything resembling a signature on a golf ball? They do it. They do it.
They sure do.
Yes, they do. Cody in Cambridge. Hi, Cody.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Hi.
Hello. All right, so I had a thought about trading Kyrie, and I want to see if you guys like it, don't like it.
Is he a good player or a great player?
Hardy hates it already.
So, I think Kyrie's a great player, to be honest.
Okay.
But what if, because he's non-committal past this year, as far as we know. So what if you trade him and either another pick or another player to a team in the top five of the draft, okay? Then you take the Doncic kid. From Europe. He's been in Euro. He's been playing with Real Madrid since he was 13 years old. So he's got pro experience. And I think he's very athletic. He's like 6'8", I think. So then you free up cap space with that. And then you can make a run at LeBron. And I think that could be a very good team. I want to hear you guys think. I'll hang up. And
oh, I think that's one for Hardy for sure. Cody, Cody.
How about, okay, I love trading Kyrie to a random draft pick.
Who played for Real Madrid Baloncesto. Yeah.
But instead of bringing that guy over, how about if we get Yee-Yee back? Call up Cleveland, see if they're willing to deal Yee-Yee.
Hey, and speaking of international.
He's already got experience playing with LeBron. Boom. Done.
International competition, Paul in Rhode Island with a World Cup thought. We'll accept it. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, we got it, boys. We'll see what happens.
We got what?
I tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be underwhelmed with attendance. You will see no spike in the local economy, and FIFA
nobody cares.
Will get rich.
There it is.
Off of the hard work of the people of Boston or whatever other host city there is for the matches. But enjoy the soccer match. I enjoy it. Hey, look.
All those 1-0 games.
Your president will take care of that.
Okay? The what?
Your accidental president will take care of that. Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't understand the team.
You're not making any sense.
And play in regular local leagues, okay? There's too much overdraft from Europe. And the most important thing of all this is to come to North America. That's the idea.
Really?
America.
How about the U.S. team makes it into the next World Cup before we get...
You've got four Boston sports banks,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah,
Red
yeah.
Sox, everybody. You got Roma. He's from Boston. You got Liverpool from Boston. Let them fund... Let them each other borrow money from each other like they do.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you because now you're going down a road that I don't even understand.
You know, the Copa Cup...
Your men's team blew it.
When the South American tournament, you know, was held away from South America for the first time, that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people at Gillette were, like, down for that. And the soccer fans around here were down for it, too. They didn't show up. You had Brazil, like, playing Argentina. Like, oh, my God, this place is going to be packed. No.
It wasn't.
It was not sold out. I think it's... The World Cup is one event that everybody pays attention to. And I don't know about you, Zo.
No.
I watch it. I watch, you know, certain matches in a Beetle. I know you have before.
I dabble in it.
Yeah, you dabble in it, right? And I think if it's between this and something like the Olympics coming here, give me a World Cup matches.
Yeah, I would tell
every single day of the week.
It's,
hell,
you're
going to run into traffic going down Route 1 for a monster truck event. So what's another few matches at Gillette Stadium?
And was that 3 or 4 years ago? I believe I will win.
I think
they were making a run.
I think it's good for the. I think it's good for the sport. I think it's good for soccer in Boston.
Dead.
I think Robert Kraft has been instrumental in bringing it here, and I think it's. I can only hope that it, in some way, shape, or form, helps to move along the building of a separate venue for the Revolution, because they need it and deserve it. And I think those are all good things. But if you're looking for like some kind of windfall from the people coming to town for World Cup matches. They've studied it. They've studied it in other places. Don't get your heart set on having some huge influx of cash if Boston is indeed chosen as one of the match cities for the 2026 World Cup.
Hey, we got it, boys.
Was that from before?
That was from
there?
The start of his call.
Okay, all right.
We got it. Did you go in 94, Zell? You remember it in 94?
Yeah, I did. At the old stadium, yeah.
How was it?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Because the Brazilians, they come out of the woodwork.
Why didn't they show up for the Copa match?
I don't know. We were doing our show from down there, and I remember them tailgating at 9 in the morning starting getting ready
right.
for it.
And to say they didn't show up is not really fair. It was like 55,000. But they're expecting
that place
to turn people away.
Banged out.
They're expecting to turn people away for those matches.
Yeah.
They didn't. They didn't have to.
Hardy has our headlines. Today's takeaway is coming up at 1:50 today.
Sports Hub headlines.
Mookie Betts is in right and leading off for the Red Sox today as they get ready to try and complete the sweep of the Orioles. Coming up at 3:05 this afternoon, Andrew Benintendi will be in left and batting second, followed by Xander Bogaerts at short and J.D. Martinez, your DH. Rafael Devers will take care of third base duties. Eduardo Nunez is at second. Brock holding down first. Sandy Leon behind the plate. Jackie Bradley Jr. is in center and bats ninth. Chris Sale, your starting pitcher today. No more Patriots OTAs. They canceled the last two this week, so no more voluntary workouts. During yesterday's session, Tom Brady was reportedly on the golf course, swinging the wrenches, as Billy Lanny would say, alongside Ricky Fowler and Phil Mickelson. They were all on Long Island, and Fowler and Mickelson getting ready for the start of the U.S. Open. They tee off tomorrow morning. FIFA, as we were just discussing, selected the bid of Canada, Mexico, and the United States to jointly host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Boston, Boston, one of the 23 candidate host cities in the bid. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters, where the food is hot, the beer is cold, and the game is on. Saugus, Shrewsbury, Dedham, and West Springfield, Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Listener email from David. David writes into the show. I'm listening right now, and you guys do realize Kyrie is always hurt. Gordon may never be the same again. And LeBron will go to a better team and always beat us. Philly has the space to get 3 max contracts. So let's say Paul George, LeBron, and maybe Boogie goes there. No way we even compete. If he doesn't choose Boston, he's going to go to another Miami, and we didn't beat them either.
So get him.
You need LeBron James. That's from David. Email of the day.
Email of the day.
It's not even a matter about choosing and desire anymore. It's about a need. It's about a prerequisite to be successful, to have a shot at the title. Tom is at Cohasset. Tom's got a baseball thought today. Hi, Tom.
What's going on, boys? Sup, Joe?
Hi, sup.
So, what's your thoughts on the little leader sticking around here? I mean, pretty, contributed pretty nothing, you know, being hurt and everything. But you got Brock Holt on the up and up. What's our need for this guy nowadays?
For Pedroia?
Hart.
I mean, he's pretty much. I don't think he's ever going to be an everyday player.
Yeah,
you're stuck with him. You can't get rid of him.
Nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Try and manage the pain as best as you can.
You can pay him and have him walk away, but what's the point?
He's a good leader. Have him around the team.
No, he's not. You're lying.
A little leader. Yeah, lead the little guys.
You're kidding.
Little guys like Holt. He's a little guy. Oh, my God.
You're lying. You don't mean that. No, I mean, listen, you can say, get out of here. We don't want you anymore. We're going to pay you out. We're going to DFA you like we did to Hanley, but that's a lot more money and a lot more years. You might as well keep him around. But I just don't know what he's going to give you as a player anymore. Everyday player? Hard for me to see that right now. Given the surgery, given that he came back, tried to play, couldn't play through the pain, and then got looked at, and the doctor said, there's nothing you can really do. You're pretty much what you are. That, to me, is the scariest part about that. So, I don't know what you're going to gain out of telling him. He's not even around right now. He's hurt. He's still on the DL. What do you do with him? I don't know. Brendan emails us as well, so get another email. Brendan says, stop talking about LeBron. This email's in all caps. It seems angry. Stop talking about LeBron. He's not coming to Boston, period. There's a 1% chance of him coming here, yet you guys are wasting over 90% of your time talking about it. That's from Brendan. He also left his phone number. Should we call him?
Yeah, go ahead. Tom, you want to dial this up, please?
Do you want to give him a call?
Dial it up.
Call Brendan, see what he's
got. I want to ask him why he would email us and put his phone number in.
I'm a big fan of that, though. Full name and phone number.
Not hiding.
I love that.
Why don't you call him and ask him what we should do the other 90% of the day?
Give him a call.
Zo, you know what I would do? I'd sit here and talk Red Sox until talk your face off, man.
Yeah. No, you like calls.
But I do appreciate
listeners and calls
and listener interaction.
And what they actually want to talk about. What we do on our show is what is hot today. What's hot? What's the two topics? Let's go. What are they?
I can't make that case for the Red Sox right now.
But we did it a month ago when they were hot, and it was Yankees Red Sox, and we did 5 straight days of it. And it was awesome. And now you play a bunch of crap teams, and it's like half-field stadiums, and good God.
Get rid of
your number 3 hitter.
Going through the motions type of thing.
I mean, you took my guy away. Finally in on Hanley. Remember how happy I was about Hanley at the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Like, wow, he's taking over his leadership role, and he's hitting the ball, and this is what you wanted with the guy. I don't know. It does seem like a weird year, even though they're going to win a ton of games. And Shaughnessy's in here, so he goes, you can't trust him. Can't trust him. Need to get in the playoffs and see what the hell happens. The weird thing is, the amount of other teams in the American League that are going to win 100 games. You may have 4 or 5 teams winning 100 games. That's crazy. 2 teams over 100 wins playing in a playing game. Have fun with that one. Hope you're not one of them.
Good God.
So don't tell me all these games don't count. So when you play all these crap teams like you're playing now, you better win, even if it takes you 12 innings, because you're going to tally them up at the end of the year and say, boy, it's a shame we lost that series to the Chicago White Sox. Or you could say, boy, Baltimore shouldn't have beaten us twice in a 3-game set. Well, that's not going to happen. So take care of business, beat the team you're supposed to beat, and you'll be fine.
There's only one thing on our list of items from the day that we did not get to.
What?
Did you see the raccoon in Minnesota?
The raccoon.
Oh.
Yes. It is like super raccoon.
Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible.
These bastards can climb anything.
25-story, but there's a 25-story building.
How's he going right up the side of it?
Downtown St. Paul. He was noticed, and then naturally everyone followed this raccoon's
progress.
Hopefully
shot.
What?
I don't know. If you know it's climbing up a building, you got to take him out.
No. The raccoon made it to the top of the building.
Oh,
he climbed
they gave
all
it some
25.
Cat food, and then
he
they
made it all the way up.
Brought it down.
It's a concrete building, 25-story building. He scaled up the wall, 25 stories, and made it to the roof late last night, and then they trapped him in a cage. And he's going to be released back to the wild safely after scaling a 25-story building over the course of at least a day.
That's crazy.
Now, I was impressed when Alex Honnold free soloed El Capitan.
Yes, same type of thing.
I'm going to give Alex, you know, the edge here because he understood the consequences. The raccoon, you got to figure too dumb to really know
smarter
what's going to happen.
Pal. Smarter than you think.
In what way?
They can open stuff.
Okay, well, that's not smart. That's just opposable thumbs.
Oh, we got them in a cape, and they get through anything.
Okay. I had a situation last night before I'd even learned about the hashtag MP raccoon. I had a raccoon flip open the lid. I had one of those big industrial trash cans that the truck picks up.
Yeah.
Climbed on top, managed to open the lid.
Yeah.
And then had the lid halfway open. While balancing all fours on the edge of it and eating through the trash.
They're athletes.
He didn't spill a single item onto the driveway.
No.
He sat there just... I got a video of it. I posted a video on Twitter.
Yeah, I watched it.
He's just
the
chilling.
Raccoon's getting in our trash. I don't have any videos of it, but it's happened dozens of times.
I was impressed. I'm sitting there marveling at this raccoon. I'm like, yeah. How did he get up there and do this? How did he get on top of it, open it, and not fall off?
I went out one night to put stuff in the trash can, and there are three of them sitting there and looking at me like...
The hell are you doing?
And?
Did you bring the good stuff today?
Can we help you?
Yeah. Did you bring the good stuff?
You don't need to leave it out for us. Put it in that can. We'll get it.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Time now for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Get to it. Get to it. What do you have, Zo?
Kyrie Irving promoting his movie. Uncle Drew? Sounds like a fun title. Think about your family. Think about a guy named Drew.
Crap movie.
And he would just DJ think Bean, if you're in the movie.
DJ Bean tells me it's good, by the way. He's seen it.
Okay. Can we talk about DJ Bean?
Take that for what it's worth.
What the hell is going on with DJ Bean?
I have no idea. What does that mean?
The like thin little like mustache that
I haven't seen it.
His French mustache that he's wearing?
I've not seen it.
Hardy, have you seen it? The DJ Bean mustache?
Yeah.
Creepy.
He's just going for a different look.
Oh, it's different.
He dares to be different.
It's different in another country. So you would think Kyrie would be pumping up this movie, right? Like, a lot of energy. Oh, here's Kyrie talking about Uncle Drew and also LeBron James and stuff.
That you're hoping that will come out and be drawn to this movie?
I feel like it hits different audiences. It's just really family-oriented, a lot of life lessons in it, an incredible cast, just real subtle comedy as well as some great... timely comedic moment. So I'm looking forward to the reception of that it garners, and I'm excited that I got to be part of this amazing project.
Yeah, life lessons. That's a pretty good cast.
Timely
in it. Timely comedic moments. If I'm making it, I'm just glad to be a part of it. You know what? I'll go watch Grown Ups 50 times before I'll go see this movie. I've already seen that movie 10 times,
but not Grown Ups 2 because it has Shaq.
Even better.
You think Grown Ups 2 is better?
When Shaq comes into it, movie's over.
So is it a good movie or not?
It's not a good movie.
But Grown Ups is.
Grown Ups 1 is better, yeah. Like Paul Blart. Paul Blart 1's better.
The more you name these movies you like, I think Uncle Drew is right up your alley.
No.
I think you'll really enjoy Uncle Drew.
Probably will.
I think you should go see it opening night.
No.
Take the fam.
Is it out already?
No, I don't know.
Certainly will be there.
Give it a review.
Call it square.
I saw a bit of a trailer yesterday for a horror movie called Hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this?
No.
Is this the one with the masks?
No.
Creepy?
Scary? Yeah.
What's the one with the masks where they're like...
Slipknot?
No, there's one now where they have like the
ICP?
Clown masks.
What? That's just paint,
masks, but just
makeup.
Okay.
All right, so
I'm going to go next.
Oh, you're going to go. And
this
then I'm
happened
go,
about 10:55, 10:58, somewhere in there this morning. We put up the t-shirts for sale on our website. The Supso Zolak and Bertrand t-shirts, they sold out quickly, and here's how it happened on the air. Oh, wow! There's six t-shirts left! They're almost sold out!
Yeah!
No.
Almost sold out. That's how we do it!
That's what he, I
That's
just got the text!
That's how we do it!
Wow!
Thank you.
That might be the fastest Thank sellout you. We've had.
God.
I want to know when it's sold out.
You know what's coming next? The Zolak caricatures of the show. I'm going to put them on the front.
Two more gone. Four t-shirts left.
Four left.
Four t-shirts left. So there are people that are putting in the credit card info right now to get them.
This is like Home Shopping Network.
And
this is great.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Cross one off on a bond, cross it off.
Yes, it is. We do not offer value pay. You must pay all at once. Out. Gone. Sold out. Sold out Whoa. In 8 minutes. The t-shirts are gone.
We Boom. Just set the record.
Suck Done. Done. Play the song again. Play it.
Stank it.
Play it. I need Mongo Jerry. Mongo
Dance
Jerry.
Mongo. Dance Mongo.
Mongo Jerry. Yeah.
I don't know how this became our t-shirt selling song.
Well,
but
because we got Mongo Jerry working back there.
Oh, that's right.
Behind the glass today.
Right.
Which is what you brought up. You brought that up, did you not?
Our associate producer, Mason Sousa, today
Mongo.
Does look like Mongo
Looks
Jerry.
Looks like Mongo Jerry.
Yeah. Yep, that's him.
Does he know there's a shower on the side?
I would have had no idea what Mongo Jerry looks like until you told me, and I went and looked. And
that's him.
That's him.
That's Mongo
he
Jerry.
He sings the song Summertime.
Look so like, our buddy Tom in Worcester
looks like Chaka from Land of the Lost.
What's his band name? Drunk Uncles.
Drunk Uncles. Yeah.
Yeah. He did a version of that having to do with t-shirts.
Oh,
I haven't
Tom
heard,
the Cop.
I only heard.
It,
I heard,
but is it? He did it for us.
Yep. I heard 2 seconds of it. He put it on Twitter. Let's hear it.
Better get online because it just won't last. So when Beetle t-shirts are going fast, and Hardy's got one, gonna put it in a shrine. So when Beetle t-shirts, get yours right now for summertime. One size fits all, that's what they say. Hang it on your wall, put it on display. And Hardy's got one, gonna put it in a shrine. Throwing Beetle t-shirts right out for summertime. While supplies last. Sup-so!
What's up, Tom?
There you go. Yeah. All right.
You know what? I didn't know he could jam on a guitar like that.
Oh, he can. He sent us good stuff. Remember the Yacht Rock medley he sent?
Oh, God, yeah.
That was good.
Remember that one?
Right.
That was excellent.
And great way to spend a summer night. Have Tom the Cop come down to your house, play on your deck, have some beers, but I want to bring his cruiser. Then we go around and shoot signs after that.
Right. And he's right. If by in a shrine he means on eBay or give to a charity event who's bugging me for a prize to donate, then yes, the t-shirt's going in a shrine.
Yeah.
$79.99, you can have your own t-shirt. Thanks to Hardy, four times the retail. Huh.
Do we have time for the 22-year-old who called in and then
yes,
somehow got
yes.
disconnected to
this call is going to be this yeah. call is going to be
this
awesome.
Is going to be epic.
Okay, Brad in Mendon.
Hey Brad.
Brad.
Hello.
You're not Brad.
You don't sound like a Brad.
Hello?
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 How's it going?
What's up,
oh,
Brad?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you all doing?
No!
What? I didn't hang up. That wasn't me. Was that you?
She was hammered.
I think it was a he, and I think Tom hung up on him.
Not a he.
Oh, Mongo Jerry is nodding yes.
I said
just
it was...
ratted you out, T-Bone.
Tom, you jerk.
Tom's ignoring it. Tom hung up on the caller. He wouldn't admit it at the time because I did not hit the eject button. I wanted to see where that one was going. We had a live one there, so.
That call could have been a highlight of the show. Could have been an all-timer, Tom. You blew it.
Louthy's back tomorrow. Thank God.
Yeah, get your ass in line.
Who are we kidding? He would have hit eject even faster.
It's going to drown us out with our own exit music. Yeah. Why are we all echoey now?
Yeah, Zoe's headphones are off.
Oh.
I'm going to miss Mongo Jerry tomorrow. I am.
Job today, Susan.
Good job.
How about the intern?
He'll be back Friday.
Mistyped two names. Wrong names.
Yeah. Belger Mass.
I'm keeping score, kid. I'm keeping score.